Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a long time ago when I started, studying Australian wines, one of the first things I learned was that they kind of made their mark creating dessert wines, which they knew as stickies.
That's right.
And one of the first I ever tried was Yulumba Pipe Port.
Uh-huh.
And I've always wondered, what happened to Yulumba?
Yulumba is actually extremely alive and well.
I'm glad to hear it.
And I didn't realize until I was doing some research that they are actually the oldest family-owned winery in Australia.
Really?
Dating back to 1849.
Did not know that.
And they have a huge portfolio of products. I mean, you can go everywhere from super, super high-end to some really great value products. So, yeah, I started off to try to do a show on Australian stickies and then ended up trying some other things. And so this is kind of a Yulumba focus with a couple other goodies thrown in. Okay, Yulumba, they have a number of different series. They have one series called Y Series, and these tend to be pretty good values. I tried the 2016 Viognier, and this is classic, Al. It's going to crisp flavors of honeysuckle, peach, and a little bit of lychee fruit. What I liked about this is that the structure wasn't overly fat, so it had some leanness to it and some good acidity. And, hey, it's $14.
Oh, how
nice. I'm liking. Now, here's an unusual one, also in the Yulumba Y series. This is a Sangiovese Rosé. Now, I haven't seen a whole lot of Sangiovese Rosés, and I think it's pretty cool to do it. And
yeah,
again, from 2016, very clean wine, clean raspberry and violet flavors. Again, good crisp acidity. It's just a great spring drinker. And again, $14.
That sounds very nice.
Yes, I agree. Now, I started off trying to do some Australian dessert wines, or what they call stickies, and I had two, and they were spectacular. One is the Yulumba Antique Tawny Museum Reserve, and the other one is the Yulumba Muscat Museum Reserve. Both of these are dessert wines. They both sell for about $22 for a 375. If you like dessert wines for the money, I don't think it gets a whole lot better than this. The Antique Tawny has flavors of caramel, dried fruit with some subtle cocoa tones. It's very layered, and I thought it was a great buy at that price point. And then the Muscat is just awesome. I mean, orange peel and ginger over well-structured, sort of raisiny dried fruit flavors. Two really good stickies.
Hugh, those are a lot of the same notes I would expect to see for a port, a classic port.
Pretty close.
I'll be garned.
I mean, just, really good for the money, I thought. Now, here was an unusual one. This is not from Yulumba. This is the one wine that wasn't part of that whole portfolio. And this is from a producer called Two Hands. And the wine is called Brilliant Disguise. It was from the 2012 vintage. This is a Moscato. The most expensive wine of this particular tasting, sells for about $26. This is a white Frontignac. It's going to be slightly spritzy. It's a nice white wine, very pale and delicious. And again, showcases your classic Moscato flavors where you have orange peel, floral notes, honey, and maybe, again, just a touch of ginger.
Sweet or dry?
This is definitely on the sweeter side, although it's nowhere near as sweet as a sticky.
Okay.
So, and again, just a perfect springtime wine. It's just awesome.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Fun.
A lot of good things coming from the land down under. We'll have to try more.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.